While you're standing, I want you to look at a couple of scriptures that I'm going to introduce to you, a facet of the ministry, and then we'll get into the word. The boys, y'all might recall this. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost for me to go over this with you. For I want you to be able to keep up with what God is doing. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. I remember back in the day, many, many years ago, I was in a meeting and the Spirit of God moved upon me in a dynamic, personal way. And I believe many impartations took place at that time. Now, I'm talking about 25, 30 something years ago. I had suffered so long in the spirit or in the soul with a desire to know God better. And I had searched all diligence, night and day, prayer, churches, preachers. I'm just looking, man. I even listened to some singers. I went everywhere searching. And so finally I got to this meeting and I found people who were genuinely hungry for God. They wasn't churchgoers. They were lined up hours before the church opened. And they wanted a closed seat. They wanted to get close to what God was doing. And so my wife and I experienced that. And all of a sudden, I saw this man. I didn't know who this man was. But the Spirit of God told me, I asked the Spirit of God, I said, show me what he's doing. I don't know him. I didn't even know his rank. And the Lord brought him to the side and he ministered 4 hours and something, standing aside the congregation here, looking at me and my wife. And then the Lord said to me, and I missed the Lord on that. And I went many years missing the Lord on that, but the Lord is merciful. When you miss the Lord and you're not intentionally missing him, he's merciful. Amen. Yeah, somebody knows something about that, right? But one day I said it and he corrected me. I said, I have Kenneth Hagin's spirit. Lord corrected me. He said, no, that's not what I told you. I told you I've given you the Seth Sam spirit. It didn't come from a man. It come from me. Now, by the same token, I use men to train you in an anointing because you need training. Well, over the years, I found out that he was my trainer and he was my spiritual father. And it's a different there than the scripture you were looking at there, is iron sharpens iron. You have to get where somebody know what they're doing in order to get where God wants you to be. Amen. And then on another hand, a case, I tried. I had the experience with God sitting on the front porch. God took me to a particular text about a young king, a young prophet, excuse me, he was going to use to go to a city and prophesy on his behalf. But it had all the prophet already in the city. But he gave that young prophet instruction. He says, you go in there and prophesy. And don't you have fellowship with nobody. You leave the city, go back to your home. And so the king tried to stop that young prophet and he stretched his hand out at him. When he did, his hand withered. And he had to ask the young prophet to pray for him. And he prayed for him, then he offered him dinner. He said, come eat with me. And he said, oh no, I can't go. The Lord told me, come do this job and get out. I'm on my way out. But then some young guys got home and the old prophet's son old prophet who lived in that city, those young guys, he asked his son, said, well, where that young prophet went? Saddle of my ass. And he went behind him. And he caught up with him, and he asked him to come eat dinner with him. He answered him, he's the answer to the king. I can't do that. The Lord told me to not have any fellowship. Then the Lord showed me something. The old prophet pulled rank by age. And he said to the young man, am I not a prophet also? And some way he yielded. Now when he got back to the table, the scripture said, the old prophet said, I lied to him. He lied to him. And said, you're going to die because you didn't do what God told you to do. I sat on my porch, I said, my God, I sure hope this never happened to Brother Hagin and I. You know, I sure hope this never happened that I would have to stand and say no. Rather die than do that without God's instruction. Same day, twice, happened twice, read the text twice, on my porch. Then I went under, I had a bench under the old tree, read it again under the old tree. Get to my office, my secretary said, Brother Hagin, on the phone. I said, who, Ken Jr.? She said, no, I believe it's senior. And that's when they had this seminar about prosperity and various things. But this being my father, I couldn't just tell him, you know, I didn't say everything. Finally, I found out I had enough time to the next day to make a decision. I just asked who was going to be at the meeting. Many ministers turned against me then. But I already had been prophesied over that the Spirit of God was going to play something in my life and men were going to try to turn it another way, but be sure I'll be led by the Spirit. Didn't only say he's going to bless me, but he said he's going to bless a lot of people. Many, quickly in their lives, they'll be blessed. And so I said to him, I didn't say nothing too much on that first call. He was telling me, hey, now, Brother Thompson, I don't have nothing against money coming. Not a thing against money coming. Verbatim, that's what he told me. I just be quiet because I'm talking to my spiritual father. And then he said, I asked, well, I had enough unction in me to ask who going to be at the meeting because I could calculate in a meeting. You call a few names, and I knew who knew what prosperity. You know, I got a lot of prosperity teacher, but I really, the whole format of prosperity, and some name he called, I said, well, good teachers. But I wouldn't say nothing to him. He's my spiritual father. He said, I really don't have the date yet, but I'll call you tomorrow. Well, I had time to breathe. Yes, I didn't say nothing. So when he called me back, I answered, and he told me what he was doing. And I said, I can't come. What? Come on, Dad. I need all the help I could, boy. I said, but it was so easy. I said, I cannot come. Oh, yeah, he said, Brother Tom, you can come. I said, no, Dad, I can't come. You notice I didn't tell him the prophetic story. You don't do that. You go, I don't be teaching my dad. He said, yeah, you can come. I said, poor boy. Got solemn just like this on the line. I wouldn't say nothing else. He wouldn't say nothing else. Then he said to me, Brother Thompson, you didn't hang up on me, did you? I said, Dad, you know I can't. No way, sir. Never said anything else no more. He said, well, okay then. And then I get calls from all over the world. Ministers trying to chastise. A lot of them got in trouble. Most of them got in trouble. I saw it. One minister called me and said, Brother Tom, the Lord told me to tell you to go to that meeting. And I told him, the Lord is highly confused this day because he told me not to go. I answered him because I had the Spirit of God, you see what I'm saying? Why am I telling you these things? And there's a whole lot more to the story. I didn't go. And then some of the major ministers who went called me and said the meeting was wasn't a call by God. Had an old revelation in it. And I believe my dad knew, though. Thank God, I believe he knew. We never lost fellowship and love for each other. I say that to say this. I made a statement. I made it fast. Y'all might not have heard it. I tried again to shift to another man. And I had glue in me every time I said it, but I was trying to break the glue up. But I've had people I talk with now. One of my sons said he would get sort of wary when I said it. And like I said, a man had nothing to do with it. A man just a good teacher, a good leader, and iron sharpening iron. I find out that I don't really have another spiritual father. With the experiences that I have gone through over the years, is a hala lakatalish kane. It's a lot of people God putting around me to put something in them. And I'm real busy and I study a lot. Sometimes it almost seems like I study too much. You got to pause and yield to the Spirit. Because if I could say it, I'm a Holy Ghost man. A follower of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I'm a teacher, but yet sometimes one statement in a setting can change your life forever. Yes, it's just that powerful. Yes, and it's something you don't find every day. Yes, and that's why when people don't connect properly, the Lord had me, bring me some water. The Lord had me to back up. Ministers, especially ministers. They don't want to connect properly. They want to play a little game, and we ain't got no time for that. The next scripture is 1 Corinthians 4:15. 1 Corinthians 4:15. Then we'll get into the word. I ain't dying. I'm about to go to another level. Y'all better try to catch up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to bring you with me, you know. Though you have 1,000 instructors in Christ, yet you have not many fathers. And so never get an instructor mixed up with a father. A father can input some things in you that you can't get in another way. And he'll know some things about you that you don't even know about yourself. So I made the correction, and then I made some separations in the last few months that was highly necessary because they were deceiving connection. I had no idea. The Lord, more than one, more than two, more than three, more than four, had to disconnect for lay aside every weight. See, some things not a sin, it's just a weight for where I believe God is taking us. All right, I'm going to pray in a minute and show you tonight the first stage of it. Y'all may go. It's the first stage of it tonight. I got to praying about 2018, what direction God wants this commission and this vision and this ministry. What insight he want the people to have to be prepared. I want you to write it down from Matthew 24, Luke 21. You need to read them yourself to prepare because you're right in them now. And got to praying and the Lord says, 4 day New Year's Day, laying in the bed, he says, I want you to take it and pray about it month by month. January, just focus on January. And so we're in January, right? Yes, and he told me just pray about it month by month. Get direction from me. Focus on the month. That is the month. And this month is January. And so he gave me instruction for January. And tonight we'll begin to follow those instructions, all right? Lord, you just open it the way you want it open. Every person here is here by divine appointment, and your word can change anything. Any situation, any person, any longevity, something been going on a long time, can be changed properly with the word. We receive it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So there's a sapakanene suki shikita. There's a supernatural subject, a supernatural substance that God wants to apply to your life tonight that will cause you to shift. I said it will cause you to shift. Shift gears. Shift position. All right? And I have to use, prior to ministering the word, use a illustration and a demonstration that God gave me. And please don't take this to a racism stop, because there's nothing about that. It's just as strong as I'm about to show you some things tonight that will cause your life to leap and cause you to go places that you never have been before, that even the thought hadn't crossed your mind of going there. That's how strong this is, okay? Because sometimes we get set in patterns, and we get set in principles, and we get set in strategies, and we don't give the Holy Ghost a divine right to snatch us to freedom. And so we go by prayer, we pray and say and pray and say, come on, pray and say and pray and say and pray and say and pray and say, pray and say, I receive. Pray and say, you know, pray, read, and say, pray, read, go to church, sing a song, get happy, cry. So what I'm saying is, it's not a race thing, but it's going to sound like one if you're not in the spirit. Obama had no business being president. He couldn't have never been president if God wasn't on his side. I scared you, didn't I? Two terms. Left the cleanest record. Couldn't find nothing on him. You know if they could find something. They give it to a, many give it to a computer. This all in your lesson tonight. Many give it to a computer strategy that caused him to win. You know how to work the computers, you know, and get all the people out. No. It wasn't that. It wasn't that, because there was too much hatred in the air for that to happen. There were too many roadblocks and too many traps. And this is something that, oh my God, God said, I'm about to take you somewhere you never seen before. Because what I'm talking about now is something happened that was never seen before. Oh my God. What the Spirit of God is going to begin to expose you to tonight through the Bible is to be able to go to a place, all right, that go to a place that you have never been before. It was impossible for Obama to be president once. But something that belonged to you caused him to be president twice. And so, your stuckality, that's my word, been stuck so long in that same position, is about to fail tonight. You got my language? Did you understand what I'm saying? That what you've been stuck in so long and seem like you can't get out, The same thing he did for Obama, he's about to do it for you. Obama not the revelation. Jesus Christ is the revelation. But I want you to know that something happened. And the Lord told me, the Lord talked to me on the way over here. He said, I want you to use that illustration to let them know they saw an impossible deal. I mean, they saw every strategy, every stronghold, every thief, every liar, every hater couldn't stop what God wanted to happen. Now, when I read, we read our text, you're going to be on board to a certain extent, but let me talk to you, all right? All right. Esther, chapter 2. Esther chapter 2. You need to read the whole book. Get a glimpse of impossible situations. Odds are against you. No way for you to end up on top. Who said that? Tradition and religion say that. When you properly connected to God and God has his hand on you, God permit things to go bad sometimes. When the enemy really think they have you, and then God said, now I'm gonna do it for you. Ah, my goodness. Ah, my goodness. I can't hardly take it. Oh, my God. I hear in Esther chapter 2, verse 15. Now, when the turn of Esther, and the turn means that now this foreign girl have a chance. You know, if I go to talking about Vesta, I'm going to get hot. And then I'm going to make every woman in here hot. And we're just going to come because she's just disgusted. So you read the story, you'll see that. Then if Carolyn will act right here, man, you're going to be asking me, man, talk to your wife. My wife going to act crazy. If my wife don't act right in here, my wife don't conduct herself right in here, and just keep on doing old crazy things, I know, man, well, Jesus boy just said that he preaching his wife come rebuttal. If Carolyn come up every Sunday after me, what you coming up here for? Then all my elders now, Jan gonna come talk to me. Now Miss Thompson is not acting right. So Janet got kind of smart the other day. She and that's normal. That's normal because that's your leader. And so that's a certain way men and women of God should carry themselves. So that's what this condition come from. This woman didn't do what she's supposed to do. And so now Esther had been put in a lineup to become the top woman of the providence. Almost impossible. She's a foreign Jewish girl and didn't have a lot to do. Her mom and dad didn't. She's with her cousin. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king. She required nothing but what Hagar, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. Now watch this. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked on her. Who did that? Yeah. She said she was a good-looking girl, but you can't just be good-looking on the outside. They got some people looking deeper than that. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus, unto his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained Obama. Oh, that's obtained. grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. Who did that? So that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vesta. Now, this is a maturing class. And here's what the Spirit of God said to me. Maturing in the mystery of God-given favor. Maturing in the mysteries of God-given favor. Now, you know, I've been a candidate for many years. I've had all kind of favor, man. I've had favor. Man, how you do what you do? I'm not doing it. You know, I've been living on Favor Street for years. There is no power greater than having God's hands of favor on you. And knowing it. And knowing it. Every person under the sound of my voice, you're a candidate if you listen. God has plenty, 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 plenty of favor. He can't run out. God is a favor manufacturer. God is a favor factory. And so whatever favor you need at any given time, favor overpowers fact. Every time favor and fear meet in the street, fear got the bar. You understand what I'm saying? God wants to cover you with his favor and smother your enemy with the same favor. What I said, there's no power what? You got to get that. I'm not going to move until you get that. See, Esther had God's hand of favor on her. I will tell you right now, this month will be a month on favor. At the end of this month, you're going to smell like favor. People will do things for you. They will not know why they're doing it, but they can't help themselves because you've caught a hold to a revelation. Touch somebody and say, I declare God's hands of favor on you. Come on, prophesy favor up in here. Let me declare. I decree on Word of Life Christian Center prophetic favor from this night forward. What I say? Every member of this church will walk in prophetic favor from this night forward. What? The thing that's been trying to hold you will not hold you anymore. Young man slip $1,000 check in my hand. Because he's listening. Every door you couldn't get through will open the next time. This is a shifting class. And see, I'm back in the spirit where God wants me to be. I flow. I just flow in the spirit, you see. You heard something? Yeah, what you heard? You got something from the Lord? Oh, no. You ain't it, boy. You almost came up here, man. I thought you had said, Lord, I'm looking for more, you know. He was like this. He been listening to me a long time. You got to listen now. You see, because all I read was how that favor removed all opponents. Man was trying to mess him up, all kind of hell. You read it, you're going to see Haman. He got messed up. Favor hangs your enemies before they get to you. The last enemy that got to you better clap his hand. Because he ain't getting back no more. Give somebody a high five on that. Go, oh my God. And tell somebody, you don't want to mess with me. Tell them, you don't want to mess with me. You don't want to mess with me. You do not want to mess with me. I say you do not want to mess with me. I want you to take note of this now. The next time things seem like they're not working out, pause and push your favor button. Just be still. See. Frustration is an indicator that you don't understand favor. You heard it? Frustration is an indicator that you don't understand favor. See, sometimes God permits you to be locked in position so he can pour his favor on you, that you will not keep working in the flesh trying to make it happen. Receive. $250. Next time things seem like they're not working out, what I say do? Pause. Oh, salah. How many? That's 250. That's 252. That's 250. How many of you all remember when you should have hit the pause button? Pause and then push the favor button. What are you saying to me, Pastor? Pastor, what are you saying to me? I'm saying to you, you have a favor button. Just for you. Your own pushing the button. The other person might not want to push, don't worry about him. Push yours. Trust him. Depend upon him. Acknowledge him. The Bible said God is faithful. It's too much running around. Too much trying to make it happen. Being too fanatical. You're a child of the living God. Now, wait, tell me this. Where can you go find out that you can find out you got a favor button? Say, I have a favor button.
I have a favor button.
With Almighty God.
With Almighty God.
But others cannot push my button. So until I discover that I do have one and have faith to function in it, I'm going to remain the same. I don't want nobody up in here to remain the same. This message is too powerful. This story is too powerful. This woman wasn't supposed to become no queen. She wasn't even supposed to be in the running. She got in by favor.
Yes.
She got over by favor. You used to sing an old song, How I Got Over?
Yeah.
Favor.
Favor.
Yeah, you go down the little voices Bible study and teach every little voice, you know, and voice by voice, and everybody just, no, but I'm trying to get you, take the voice home with you. Shoot. It is the failure to recognize, receive, and release favor with your faith that have caused dilemmas and delays and detours and destruction and deception in your Christian walk. It is the failure to recognize, receive, and release favor with your faith, with your mouth. Talk favor. Sure, I'm God's favorite child, me. God love me, but man, he about to do something about this. Now, according, write this down, Genesis 28, you remember that boy saw that ladder, went to sleep, saw that ladder, my angels going up, my angels coming down, God standing above the ladder, and then he said, surely the Lord is in that place. See, if you don't understand the favor, you're going to say the same thing. The Lord was in the place. The Lord permitted everything to happen, but you tried to fight your battle. Favor indicates no matter where or how long you've been dealing with something, surely the Lord is in his place. And then when you read in 28th chapter, understand this. Here's what God told me about favor. He says, my angels are favor commissioners. What happened to that little girl a few days ago? An angel brought her high favor. Commissioned her to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. Samuel had favor. Joseph had favor. You could be locked up. Joseph was locked up in 39th chapter of Genesis, but he had God's favor with him. And favor was slapping that prison wall to wall, making a way for that boy to get out. What you dealing with tonight? What you thank the Lord for all these years and you never got received it? Because you didn't park. Not just pray, park. If God could make Obama president for 8 years in the United States of America, I believe he can do anything. That's one of the greatest things I've seen. I've seen a lot of revelation in scripture, but that was a live one for me. Because he couldn't get there by himself. And God kept him from killing him. You know that man? You know that man is a dead duck. Left clean. I know many listening to one ain't gonna like it. But they couldn't stop it then, they can't stop it now. Because I'm another Obama. You can't stop me. I got favor on me. I've had experts try to stop me in the ministry, large ministry. You can't stop me. I'm sent by God. I'm doing this on purpose. I'm not doing this by your permission. I'm commissioned by Almighty God as well as you. You have to know that though. See, all I have to do is, I don't have to come compromise. All I got to do is come alive. See, you compromise when you don't understand it better. You compromise when man don't understand what God told you to do. But when you understand what God told you to do, you don't have to compromise. You just come alive.
Yeah.
Yield to him.
Yeah.
Not them. All right, sit down. Let's anchor down these next few minutes. Let's anchor down here. The mystery of God's favor in your life, there are moments of disturbing that have derailed you. Yet, they are where your place of favor had you taken time to wait on God's wisdom. So what you think the Lord had let you down, actually the Lord have set you down. Getting you out of his way that he can flow you through favor where he wants you to be. All right, write this down. Concealed favor will begin to be released in your life and life situation. Concealed favor. Favor you didn't even know you had. Now recognize this. Favor is always given to you with a purpose. Three things I want you to get here now. It's concealed favor. This ministry has been operating on concealed favor for 40-some years. Within the context of concealed favor, you are led to position, which lead to provision, which lead to protection. In other words, Obama. He's put in that position. God gave him provision, and God protected him. Esther, the same way with Esther.
Oh, yeah.
See, where God placed you, he's obligated to provide for you. And then he's obligated to protect you so you can enjoy it. Tell three people I'm taking my favor tonight, all of it. All of my favor. Yep. Listen. All your Christian life, you've been carrying this concealed weapon of favor. You can't see it, but it's just there. It caused things to happen that no other way could happen. But it's a concealed weapon. And you have the right to carry it. Matter of fact, Urabashakata, I have divine permit to carry favor. That's $500. You mean to tell me I could have shot that? You mean to tell me I could have dealt with that just 13 years ago when it came, if I would have used my weapon? Talk to me again. Do you mean all that praying I've been doing about this? All I could have stood up and said, I got favor in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Is it possible that I kept that favor valve closed by going through another, dealing with the facts, frustration, fear? Open the valve and go on to bed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just what happened to Esther? She had favor. I mean, she said, the Bible says she was good looking, but she's good looking on the outside and the inside. God made her smell like favor. She couldn't get there without God. Can I say something to you?
Yes,
every one of you all in your kin, Esther. Yes, through Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the favor that Esther had on her life and in her life was the same favor that had been prophesied that came 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
Now that favor live on the inside of me.
Yes.
Is that right? All right. Here's what happened with Esther. Here's what happened with you. Tonight, you're about to cut the corners of all your all your enemies who have held you for a long time. All of your Hamans die tonight. Haman was the man who was trying to come against Mordecai. And he was hung. I just heard this. I'm going to tell you. I just heard it. He was hung with the rope of favor. Don't mess around with a child of God who know they have the favor of God. They're not going to fight you. They're not going to spite you. They're just going to keep walking. But you're in major trouble. Because the rope finally going to get to you. I can go to calling names tonight. I mean names after name, big name. The rope got to them. You need to recognize when a person is walking in favor.
Yes.
Yes. He's out to get her, out to get her uncle, but God himself. Every trap that's been set for you, set for your family, will trip on the one who set it. Every word and every person who come against this ministry, they're going to walk in their own trap. And we will see it. We will know it. That's what the scripture said. To me, I love people, but you can get yourself in trouble. Haman had plan, but it didn't work. Now write this down. Esther 2, chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. You are a carrier of favor. Yet the Holy Spirit must give you the combination to its manifestation. You are a carrier of favor. Yet the Holy Spirit must give you the combination to favor's manifestation. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of favor. There's a favor anointing coming upon you right now. See, some people you can teach them, but you can't impart nothing to them. I said, some people you can teach them, but you can't impart nothing to them because they don't know how to receive impartation. See, prophetic favor come out my mouth just now. Which would be preceding favor over your life and your life situation. I got that. Now, don't panic when it don't look like it's working. That's when it's working. You getting anything? So now you know you're a carrier of favor, right? But the Holy Spirit has to discern favor and make you see how it worked. Now listen to this very carefully, because I'm just using the story of Esther, right? All right, let me see, can I say something? Recognize that favor is given for a purpose. For Esther, God's favor led to position, which I talk about, provision and protection for his people. Here's another note. Realize that God places people in position to advance his purposes. Seek the welfare of God's people anytime you'll find yourself in an advantage position. I'm blessed because of you. I feed you, take care of you. Guess what? God said, I'll take care of you. You obey what he tell you to do, you see. Mm-hmm. Let me read this statement to you, and I'll give you two or three more points, and we'll close. Growing in godliness, this is one of my outlines in the Bible here. As we grow in godliness, we should ask for and expectantly seek God's favor. As we grow in godliness. What did I say? You know, it's possible to grow in godliness, you know. We should ask for and expectantly seek God's favor. God extends his favor toward us in order to advance his kingdom, bless his people, and accomplish his purpose. You want that again? God extends his favor toward us in order to advance his kingdom, bless his people, and accomplish his purposes. Let me announce this on you. You can miss it if you want, but I'm going to say it. You will have a 6-month season of special favors. And baby, this ain't no Cracker Jack box. When I was walking over, I was walking around and I heard it. 6-month season. A special favor. Now, within that 6 months, you extend it to 600 years if you want, you know what I'm saying? But you know how it works. Say, wow! How did God do that? But you have to be open because faith without work is dead, right? Yes. Favor with too much work is dead. Wow. I said that too fast? In other words, some of the things that God wanted to do for you, you've been too busy. Trying to get it done yourself. But you could have been over here volunteering today. How many volunteers we had here today? Some of them in here. Man, them people out here today. You don't think that stuff just disappear, right? You were here Sunday and some was here and all of a sudden all of it gone. I want y'all to do a lot of volunteering this year. You say vow. You say tear. I'm telling you, there's no trick either, because, you know, the church ain't broke. We got money. But you see, money can't take your place. There are some things God wants you to connect and sweat a little bit and get involved. What do you think happened to that girl who was helping Esther? Huh? Know that God grants season of favor for his people in order to extend his kingdom. Press into God for all that he has for you in these seasons and give him all the glory. All right, right. Sit down right, children. Sit down right. Sit down right. Come to grips with the fact that there are no place of favor impossible with you and God partnership in place. Got to get it again now because you got to hear that whole thing. Come to grip with this fact that there's no place of favor impossible with you and God's partnership in place. Yes, sir. I can't hear you.
Yes,
I can't hear you. Currents, like electricity,
yes,
currents of favor,
yes,
will change all your affairs until your life will be explosively blessed. And you become an explosive blessing to others. The currents of favor just running through you. Sometimes I cry out loud, Lord, who to bless? You know? I said, I'll give $100. No, the Lord said, buy a car. Lord, come on, my heart one night, said, help that girl. I said, what do you do? Give her a place to stay for a whole year. You pay for everything. Pay for insurance too. All right. Got on her feet. That's just one of them. That's one of them. See, you don't want to be blessed just to be blessed, just to have money. What is money? We want to help people, man. You can't let the charlatan get you. Those who stop me and try to drop a line on you, you know, I'm rough. I ain't had nothing, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I wish I had me somebody that was hot water or something, you know. Be telling me your problem. Let God tell me. Sink your soul in the combination of favor and faith. We're about to turn many things around in the favor of God, work, and his people. All right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look back at the text before I close. I've been tuning these voices ever since I've been here with these points. And I have a witness with the Holy Spirit about something. We'll see, can you catch it? Now, when the turn of Esther, verse 15, chapter 2. Now, when Esther turn came. Tonight at Word of Life Christian Center in the month of January, your turn has come. See, it was all over. See, when Esther's turn came, God took it from there. See, you see, look at that. When Roger's turn came, Roger ain't got to do nothing. It's just his turn came. A boy left this church. He's constantly getting promotion. I bet you he haven't got one promotion since he left here. Because he wasn't enough man to stop his crazy wife. Just show you how people walk away from something God. I mean, this boy was getting thousands and thousands of man walking, just give him a big red. He thought it was all on his abilities. No, he didn't. He just was a coward. He knew. He was a coward. He just tell that woman, shut up. Huh? Get this vestal straight. You turn your vestal into an Esther. Man, get favor on his house. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You see what I'm saying? And mess the favor up. And that's why men, God, dunk it out. I thought I could, that's why men got to hold your wife in your arms. Hold up, hush up, honey. No, I'm serious. Give her a tongue kiss so she can't talk. Hold her tight. Don't let that thing get messed up, man. It was not only Esther turned, but it was her time. Your turn and your time have met in this house tonight. Are you following what I'm saying? May I minister to you? I ain't gonna just have a little Bible class and go home and mark something up. No, you going home tonight, that bed gonna be like a it's my turn. It's my time. It's my favor. I want you to leave here with favor expectancy. I don't have to fight for it. I don't have to feel nothing. It's a revelation that I walk in my God's favor. Favor! Your home gonna change. Your apartment gonna change. Wherever you at. Glory to God. You cannot control favor. You must cooperate with it. Yes, Lord. Not one person in the sound of my voice and thousands of people listening to my broadcast. You have not done anything that have caused you to escape God's favor. Readjust tonight. If you're saying something dumb, say something smart. But recognize that God's favor is on my life. God's favor is on my family. God's favor is on my home. God's favor is on my business. God's favor is on my body. God's favor is on my finances. You believe what the Spirit of God said to me? Tell you? Every fake ride that had been in your life is over tonight. Every fake, F-A-K-E, ride that have been in your life is over tonight. Favor gonna kick it out. See, favor can identify fake. Lift your hand and praise God. See, when I get back and flow with the Spirit, I get back in my insufficiency. And I said, just like you tell me, y'all turn me off, what happened? Don't turn me off now, son. No. You bring me a hand mic if I can't get. I'll tell you, when I get the mic, I'll tell you. I don't want to forget what the Lord told me. I'll tell you. You got it? All the mic going out? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this. Because I don't want to lose it. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to tell you about this mic. But I heard in the spirit, 16 things are over. Now, I wouldn't be stupid enough to keep nothing when the Lord says 16 things are over. I don't know who else it is, but if I got 14... you better catch the other two. That's in the spirit. I went to Los Angeles, California, my wife and I, and in our clothes. I seen, because my daddy used to tell stories, true stories, about the Holy Ghost. And it caused the Holy Ghost to move more. We were in California, my wife and I was in the office waiting to go preach out in Los Angeles. And all of a sudden, they come got us out the office. You got to go. So me and my wife said, all right, where you want us to go? So they took us to another little place. Well, I was satisfied. I had to preach. I'm not going to let nothing vex me. But then they started putting mics on me. Man, see, that's a new mic. It blowed up. He put another one on me. How many he put on me, honey? I'm going to tell you why the third one worked. He put another one on me. I'm geared up, fired up, ready to go, you know. It blowed up. The guy, I mean, these smart guys, they confused, so I caught on. I said, Lord, the anointing blowing these things up. I said, the next one they put on me, would you let it go down a little bit so I can go out here and do your work? He put the third one on me, and it didn't blow up. And you see them fuse go out sometimes. The mic can't even stand what you're saying. I remember in that meeting, it was supposed to be the worst moment in my life because it seemed like I was attacked, but I didn't know what it was all about. I got to preaching in the spirit. Got one of my homeboys, he went home to be with the Lord some years back to walk with me because the anointing was so strong, auditorium full of people. I would speak to people and lay hand on them, and they were stuck to the floor. The ushers couldn't get them up. Two or three ushers tried. They couldn't move them. And then all of a sudden, I was attacked. Now, that night I died to men.